Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Fake mustache, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low, this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Crab. We're just fucking with you, everybody.
Bitches!
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all.
Two times, y'all. It's another Tuesday.
Another Crab Feast for that ass.
That one ain't no single.
That was a lot.
Ain't no single.
Of pitch touching right there, man.
Let me get two singles.
Different levels of pitch touching too, man. Up and down, man.
How many people got psyched out? We were too excited to get to the second one.
Jay Larson wanted to pull a little prank on y'all and make you think we were just going to do a little quick one, but we couldn't do that to you, Feasters. We can't deprive you of pitch touching. I loved it. The one time we didn't do it, people got upset. Like, that's not me.
God damn it. They can't listen this week. They didn't touch pitches.
I mean, like, we're like the boys, the men of podcasting, man. Just dude. Acapella touching pitches.
It's so hard to say.
That's Jay Larson comedy there, everybody.
What's
Jay
everybody? Larson. On Twitter, Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com. I'm not saying my live dates in town because you can just check them out on my website or on my Twitter, all that stuff, or hit me up. But if I'm on the road, I will let you know when that's coming up. Right now, I'm not. I'm in town handling some business. Right? What else we got?
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. You can go to my website, check out my in-town dates. Just to let you know, we wanted to say thank you to all the Feasters who have hit up the guest list on the July 24th Bray Improv Show. The guest list is full. We had to stop it in case, we don't want to turn anyone away. So the guest list is full. However, things happen. People don't show. We've been promoting it for a little while, so there's a great chance that there won't be some people that show. So if you live in the area, you want to come out, and it's not too much for you, come out. And then once the guest list people are seated, they will seat on a first-come, first-served basis.
No guarantee.
No guarantees.
We're just letting you know, because I don't want anyone thinking that we can. We're just guest list full. But if you want to show up and the chances seats, take the risk, y'all. Take the risk. Because it will be a special night, because that night, the new T-shirts are coming out. We're just announcing it now. We're very excited about how fresh is this T-shirt.
I love it. T-shirt's hot.
We're pretty excited about it. We think you guys are going to like it, too. And we put a lot into getting this designed for you guys. And we think you guys are going to appreciate it. So it's going to be on the 24th, available to people at the show, and online on the 25th. So it's a little special, something special for those that are going to be at the show. And then for all y'all, get ready for the 25th and get your order in.
New T-shirts, because, everybody.
You're going to want to rock this one.
Men's and women's. New T-shirts.
Hey, got them
ladies. For everybody. We have added a show to the Irvine Improv. It's Thursday night, August 29th, 8 p.m. For those of you that can't get to the Brea show, couldn't make it, couldn't get in, we're doing a special show that night. It's Thursday night, August 29th, 8 p.m. Go to the improv.com website. There will also be a link on the crabfeast.com. Tickets are $15 plus a service charge, but if you use our code CRAB, they are $10, and all service fees are waived. Free parking, all service fees waived. What are you going to do? It's $10. Come out. Let's fill up the Irvine Improv. For any and all information, Crab Feast related, go to thecrabfeast.com, where you can get your old and new T-shirts. Please continue to help the Amazon link. We love you for it. You guys do a great job at it. Pro Flowers, the same. It's always great.
And we appreciate that, Amazon. You can go anywhere. We appreciate you going there.
Thank you. Simple step,
and thanks for doing it.
Email list, sign up for it today. We don't blast something monthly. We send it, you know, we don't want to bog you down and spam you up. We send it when we have some stuff to tell you. The Facebook fan page, already over 2,000 fans have liked it, and it hasn't been up that long at all.
I love that page.
I love it, love it, love it. You guys are funny as fuck on it. Go tell everybody, like it, post all over it.
I texted you like last week. I'm like, dude, the fan page is hilarious. I'm just sitting there at home at night in bed going through the fan page like a psychopath reading it, and it's giving me enjoyment.
I read that, and I read the iTunes page that you guys light up, and I fucking I laugh out loud. Like, I tear up. Some of you guys are so fucking funny and clever, witty dicks that I love it.
This is what I read every day. The New York Post, the Crab Feast fan page.
Crab Feast iTunes wall.
This is George Will. That's what he reads.
For those of you not on iTunes, you can get over on Stitcher or click the RSS feed on our homepage, and each individual post on thecrabfeast.com contains its own link to that specific show, so you can get it there too, man. Covered all bases.
And as always, you can get it on Country Zune. Take me home to the Zune. Whatever, I wanted a new song. Sickle Cell?
That's John Denver right there, which
goddamn right it is.
Perfectly ties in, because I went back to Baltimore. Got to go to an Oriole game. A lot of you may or may not know that in the bottom of the seventh inning, they play Thank God I'm a Country Boy, not Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Ooh,
little John
that.
Denver. Little history for you there.
We did not plan that, P.S.
And I wanted to say a special thank you to Dennis Farrell of ESPN Detroit. Dennis hooked it up, man. We got to go meet Dan Duquette. Spent the entire first inning in his box chilling with him. Then we went out to the beautiful seats he gave us right behind home plate and enjoyed the hell out of the game. Great ballpark, great times. Thank you, Dennis, for that. And, you know, I'll tell you quickly, I went home, and one of the things I wanted to tell you, I was there for 4th of July, and the lady I consider my mom, the sweetest woman in the world, I go to her house for a 4th of July
cookout. Wait, you had a mom now?
To see her son. To see her son, her granddaughter, a couple other friends had come over. We were all just getting together, and she decorated for 4th of July like people do for Christmas. I fucking loved it. I was like, holy shit. Everywhere you looked in the house, I was like, this is awesome. Like, that's such an old throwback to America.
A dead British guy in the front line.
That British dude, a horse, just dead right out there. So, great time back home, and gotta have a great time here tonight, man.
We have this a real great time.
Yeah, we're excited about this one.
Kind of a comedy legend if you're in the comedy.
A comedy what? Legend?
Legend.
Oh, legend.
I've loved them for a long time since I started doing comedy. Yes. Every comedian holds a special place in their heart for this guy. Very talented man. We're stoked to have him on tonight. Please give a warm Crab Feast welcome for our main man, Mr. Todd Glass, everybody.
Todd Glass, y'all. Welcome to the Crab Feast, Todd Glass.
I even applaud for myself.
I love it. We love that. Thank you for being here, Todd Glass.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, true pleasure to have you. We've been fired up for this. And before we get too deep into it, please let everyone know, I'm sure they do, but where they could follow you on Twitter, your podcast. Promote away, Todd Glass.
Oh, at Twitter? At Todd Glass at Twitter. I think that's all it is.
Perfect.
And then I'm not, anyway, never mind. I was going to go off on how Twitter's.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I think I got this, and then other times I think, it's hard for me. I don't, but what I don't do is shit on the, I'm complaining about my inabilities. From day one, I'm not somebody to ever shit on new forms like, oh, podcasting or oh, Twitter or oh, anything new. Mm-hmm. So no, the concept of it I get, but, it's hard for me. So Twitter there at Todd Glass, and then, the Todd Glass Show at, on the Nerdist Network.
Yeah, subscribe to the Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network for sure.
I remember when MySpace came out and I was doing a short film with Sam Tripoli, and there was like people that were on the MySpace, and I was like, dude, I'm never getting on MySpace. I think it's ridiculous. And there was like three dudes there who I'm not going to name who like, dude, you should do it, man. You should get on board. And they blew up on MySpace. And then they hit Facebook right away when Facebook hit, and I was like, I'm going to dial back on Facebook. I'm not doing Facebook. Boom, I was late on that. Twitter I was late on, and then Vine came out. I'm like, I am on it. And I started, and I'm like, God, this is exhausting.
Well, it's fun, but because what I say is don't just not do it because it's new, But something can come along. It might not be you. I know I don't do Vine.
Thank you.
Because I heard about Vine and went, ugh. No, I gave it a shot. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't just spit on it because it was new.
Yeah.
The Vine, I'm not getting into that. And that's okay because there's other things I do get into.
Yeah, and I don't spit on Vine itself. I just spit on, I just feel like no one has that. There's a, like, I think Jay's told me there's like three guys that have the format down. That's about it.
Some dude's crushed.
I just have better shit to do with my 6 seconds. I really do.
I find it hard to get enough, like, what I like about it, I go, and then it's over. And then I have to start over again, and I see that 3 seconds I like. It's just, but you know what? I've seen Rory do some things on Vine that make me laugh really hard.
Yeah.
So it's just not, maybe it's just not your thing.
It's not my thing. And I'm not good at it. I'll also be honest about that as well.
Well, you know what I am good at is pranking. And I was lucky enough to prank Todd one time. Do you remember I did this to you? Todd was in D.C., I don't know if you remember this, about 5 years ago, and you got really drunk on a late Saturday show, and you did a joke 3 times.
Same that joke.
You did your watermelon joke. You did it once, and then you were drunk, and you did it a second time, and then it was like late in the show, and you were still drunk, and someone goes, tell that watermelon joke, man! And so then you started to, and like they started laughing. Do you remember that?
Yes. Wait, but how do you know about this?
Because here's the deal. So
I was the guy that yelled, say that watermelon joke again,
that was
man.
Me, man. I was in D.C. No, I was, my buddy had opened for you, Dave Siegel.
Yeah, I love Dave Siegel.
Yeah, and he and I were at Gotham hanging out, and he started telling me the story. I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And so I texted you, and you didn't have my number on your phone, but I had yours, and I was like, hey man, I heard you, I heard your that watermelon joke was crushing in D.C., let's try and be more professional, you know what I mean, tighten it up. And you wrote back, who's this? And I wrote back, don't worry who this is. And then, boom, my phone starts ringing, Todd, and I pick up, and he's like, who is this? And I'm like, don't worry who this is. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, what do you mean? What do I mean? He goes, who is this? I'm like, I go, I'm not telling. He goes, you know I love this. You know I love this.
I do, because I hate when you're messing with someone. I love that you were messing with me. And instead of, did you ever do that with someone, and you find out, not always, but they're like, who is this? I don't have time for this. I go, oh, well, guess what, motherfucker? Ball's in my court, so let's change the tone. Yeah. And that's, I wasn't change like that with you.
No, you're excited.
Oh, I was so, I couldn't figure out who to.
We went for a while,
was.
And it was funny, because then Todd being the ultimate performer, starts riffing bits over the phone to me, just going, and then you go, is this Adam Sandler? And you go like,
oh, yeah, the guy who...
He goes, wouldn't it be hilarious if I just start naming all the celebrities? And then he's doing bits, right?
Talking to a stranger like this.
Now, I had insider information on Todd, because we have a mutual friend, we all do, Adrian, who used to work at Happy Madison,
mm-hmm.
and he had told me when Adam's dad had passed, you had written him a letter. You know what I mean? And you guys had that memory together. So when he said, is this Adam Sandler? I go, why, Todd? Because you wrote him a letter when his dad passed? And he goes, who is this?
Because you knew way too much.
I did. I knew stuff.
Yeah, I gave him a poem that someone forwarded to me that I've given to people in a handful of times in my life. But yeah, that when you knew that, I'm like, this is fucking getting good and frustrating.
And I only knew because I knew it's Todd Glass, and I'd heard stories of pranks that Todd had pulled and jokes that he'd made. I'm like, oh, I can go with this. And he's like, who is this? And we went for about 20 minutes, and then I gave you Adrian's number. I'm like, call this guy. And then he called. My phone rang like 10 minutes later. I picked up. He's like, is this Jay Larson? And I was like, yeah. He goes, God, that was fun.
That was fun.
Do you still talk to Adrian?
Yeah.
I liked him.
Oh, what a sweet
Adrian's
guy.
Adrian's a great guy.
He really was. Like, yeah. Have you seen
what he's doing now?
No.
He's got a book out, Dad or Alive. Check it out. Our boy Adrian Culp. He's doing like book signings
all
over
the Northeast. He's in Maryland
now,
isn't he?
Is that true?
He was, yeah. D.C. area.
D.C. Yeah.
Good. Last I saw him was a while ago, like one of Adam Sandler's, that big, he rents out this ginormous thing. There's like a bowling alley. There's a diner. There's
Pickwick, the Christmas parties they do there. I've been there. Yeah, I've
tons
been to
of
one.
Food. And
tons of food. And
I like
bowling,
it.
Ice skating, roller skating in there too. There's a bunch of shit. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
You like pranks, though. Have you always been a pranker? Is that your
I'm
prank?
Not really a pranker. I really don't like typical pranks, but I like the phone thing. I like when someone's calling and you don't know who it is. It's fun. It's like, who is this?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's like changes because we know everything now. Well, we know everything. Nothing comes. Nothing's a surprise to us anymore.
Information is 2 seconds away now.
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is 2 seconds away now for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I have my own Todd Glass story, and Jay.
By the way, I will give you real quick credit. That was the so told so well your story. Sometimes you hear a story like, well, it makes me look. You know, like someone will tell some stories, and I'll be like, no, I know I didn't do that. I know I didn't, because I know like I wouldn't. But yours was.
We both have a kind of, in different ways, me and Ryan, an uncanny way to remember things that happen. Like he'll tell stories with ultimate detail from like 8 years old, and we're all like, ah, how did you get that?
Well, I have a memory of you, and we'll see if you say you didn't do this or not. But this is, and Jay just reminded me of it recently,
too. I tell people this all the time. I think it's hilarious.
So I opened for you way back when I started, back when Folsheron, I think Matt Folsheron and I used to open for you back in the day. And we did I did a weekend with you in Ontario. And it was Jimmy Dore featuring for you. You obviously headlining.
Well, me and Jimmy Dore would sometimes just take weeks together. Obviously, not that Jimmy Dore gives a shit. Obviously, he's a headliner. We would just take weeks and split back and forth, or one of us would, but just so we could work together, yeah, just in case.
Yeah, you were great friends at the time. And I'm on stage, and I had not met you, but I got a vibe from you where I was like, this could be a fun fucking weekend. And I knew who you were, so I was excited to work with you. And I'm featuring it, or excuse me, opening it. Back then, you were allowed to do 15, not the 10 that they had cut it to. And you are walking in the back, and you're screaming, "Wrap it up, Brian! Okay, Brian, wrap it up!" You got a candle in the back. You're floating around. Lighten me up in the back. After like 3 minutes, I've been on stage. And you're just fucking
that,
with
that
me.
Start make, yes. I don't remember, but that makes sense, because I would never do it if I really need you to wrap up.
No. You were totally fucking with me.
Right, right.
And then you walk down the aisle, and you're like, "Let's go, Brian. Look at this kid. He's not even looking at me." And I go, "I'm looking at you, but my name's Ryan, not Brian." And then you just quietly slunk away and went to the back.
Is that
slunk
a word?
Work.
I love it. That's a great word.
Slump and slunk. And.
But what I remember most about that weekend is, at this point, you still weren't allowed to smoke on stage. And you used to light up on stage, really light up on stage.
It's the light of a World Cafe.
Puff
too.
It fucking hard, and then you would go out to Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
And this crowd that night, it may have been Sunday night because it was somewhat light and tight. And you fucking walked off the stage across tabletops. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember doing that, whatever I had to do.
Tabletops.
Which, by the way, I'm a little embarrassed. Not embarrassed. It was time to say goodbye to Sweet Caroline, and eventually I did, but it was an easy closer.
Well, I'm glad I saw it because it was cat-like agility across drunk fucking tape. You didn't kick a drink over. You didn't step on food. You didn't mess up a check, and you walked out. At least 3-4 rows and around tabletops and back up onto the stage. I called them right away. I'm like, "Todd Glass is fucking crazy, dude. This is a great weekend."
I know that I love – I've said this before. I genuinely love even though there might – I always preface this just in case somebody goes, "Well, wait a second. You complain." I do complain about bad comedy, but it's never new comedians because you don't know where they're going to go. But like 30-year people that are just – you know. So, but I love comedians. Just because once in a while I might complain about it. I love hanging out with comedians. I love hanging out with new comedians because they're as excited as you are. And as much as I like to take weeks sometimes and bring somebody because you know what you're going to get, it's fun working with new people. I fucking love comedians. I love the – because if you're hanging out with a new guy, he might not be where you're at on stage yet. You know, obviously you've been doing it 25 years. He's been doing it 4. But off stage, there's no difference.
Zero.
They're there off stage.
Passion
they can
is there,
keep up.
Yes.
They can keep up comedically. You know, you're hanging out with a guy like, you know, Blake Wexler, who I hung out with Blake when he's been doing comedy 3 years. Off stage, it was, you know, he's there, you know. So it's just pure joy.
That's tight.
It's rare, by the way. You know that. That's rare.
What?
Most comedians aren't like that. Most comedians are introverts. They are loners. They don't like the big crowd. They like to perform for it. They don't like to hang around in it, I feel like.
I wonder what if you say it's 50-50, because I know a lot of guys that – I know a lot of my friends that do like it, but maybe it's 50-50. Some just go off on their own. And no, who else is going to bring you more joy than – I don't have to die or have cancer to realize this. I will be hanging out with comedian friends. I like to, you know, hang out at my house, like around a fire pit. If it's on the road – where are you going to have more fun than hanging out with 3 or 4 comedians? They're, for lack of a better word, chill. They're comfortable. You go to your hotel room, you say twisted things. You can have the conversation can be from a heart to heart, then silly, all over the place. Nothing's better than that for me. You know,
I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So where you're originally from, Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like growing up for you? Do you have brothers? Do you have sisters? How many of are you an only child? What's the story?
I have 3 brothers and a stepbrother.
Okay,
and you're
my
right
mom
in the
got
middle.
Remarried. My mom got remarried. I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe 12.
Doing it. I always think that's a strong play when they're like in their 60s and like, nope, I like this dude. I'm wrapping up with
this
guy.
She just turned 70, so she was 55. So it's been 15 years. Jesus Christ.
How old's your stepbrother?
Well, he's
46.
He was like 16.
Okay.
So whatever, he's probably 30 now. He's still looks
and are
like
you close?
He's 16. You know, we are. I lucked out. My mom got remarried, and I can't believe my stepdad can be at times sillier than me. Like where I go, Steve.
Oh, that's
you know,
cool.
And his son gets.
He's
my,
going, Steve.
Steve. Todd Glass is telling you to dial it back.
Steve, get out of here, man. Come on, Steve. Quit fucking around.
And his son gets my fucking sense of humor. Like, we, nothing better hanging out with little Steve. You know, he just gets every little joke, every little role play.
And you're
he'll
crushing.
Role play. Yeah, I will. Yeah, he's fun to hang out with. Yeah.
He's the audience.
Mm-hmm. He's the best. I don't even think he knows that I. It's funny, we're talking about that now. I don't know if he knows. Like, yeah, when I'm going to hang out with him, he's going to get every little bit, and he's going to get it. And it was fun having a, you know, because my brothers are all my age. They won't do anything that I want them to do anymore, even my littlest brother, Corey. You know, he's a full-grown adult.
Mm-hmm.
So when my mom got remarried, it was funny because we call him Little Steve because his dad's Steve. But we would, you know, be like, hey, Steve, Little Steve, will you go into the garage and get, like, it's Christmas, we need some soda. I'd be like, how come everybody is asking me? Because we haven't had a little brother in a long time.
Yeah,
to get, will you start the car? Shit like that. You forget, Little Steve, will you go out and start my car because it's cold and you want
to. Calling him Little Steve.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know if we called him Little Steve back then, but I'm the only one that still calls him Little Steve. But yeah, I have my three birth brothers, and I grew up, and long story short, as I did horrible in school, I had, I think dyslexia now is they know what to do with it, but back then, only when I got into high school did they start to figure out, okay, we're starting to figure out what this is, here's the problem.
You're dyslexic?
Yeah. And I have my own theory. When you're dyslexic and you don't do anything about it, your attention span, this is my own theory, gets shot to shit.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're genuinely trying to understand something or read directions, you can't. And you don't know why. I, for a long time, thought I just wasn't trying hard enough. I'm smart enough, even at 12, to go, Todd, nobody wants to do this. You're not. You have to focus.
Yeah.
Just focus. Now I get it. I was. So now my attention span is shot to shit. Like, people go, try to explain something to me. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Just.
Slow it down. Yeah. One at a time.
I have an iPhone, and I got it from day one because I thought, Todd, I don't defy that things are changing. I don't want to be that fucking guy
that's
that
right.
doesn't go with the time. So, but having the podcast for me has changed my life, and I knew it would, and it did, because Chris, I knew everyone that worked on the podcast would be younger, you know, mm-hmm. and they would all be tech savvy, because mm-hmm. obviously Katie from Nerdist, but Chris Burden, who does this, the board, is incredibly tech savvy. And I just hand him my phone. I go, Chris, why can't I do this? He's like, boom, it's done. Hey, well, my Uber isn't working. Oh, I see what happened. This fell out. So I'm like fucking right on it. I've got my phone hooked up to my TV at the house for Apple. Without, you know, without Burden, I don't know. I mean, he's very good.
That's
at, he's,
tight.
Yeah.
I always wish, I mean, kids that are growing up now in the tech age, you know what I mean? Or like kids that grew up with a computer their whole life, an email address their whole life, you know, they're just going to be so, you know, better prepared for that world.
Well, there's a whole generation that exists now that doesn't know the world without internet. Do you remember talking to like your great grandparents or even grandparents when they're like, well, the freeways didn't just exist. Someone built them, blah, blah, blah. And then now it's these kids are like, yeah, well, the internet, it's just there. You're born with an email. You're born with whatever. And but we all fall in that pocket of, so the old people are like, no way, I'm not, fuck it, I'm not touching it, I don't care. And then we fall into that pocket of, I get it, but fuck it, I don't really want to fucking do that. I don't want to fuck with Facebook. I don't want to fuck with MySpace
right, right.
or Instagram or Vine or whatever. And then the young kids, because when I went to college, we learned Lotus. We learned DOS, MS.
DOS,
that shit's
yeah.
not even around anymore. Google, WordPress, that shit's going to be around for quite some time. So the stuff they're learning will carry through their life a lot longer than the shit we were forced to learn on floppy disks when you had a Commodore 64.
I didn't do anything. I didn't have email till 2 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
But you know
real?
What?
How did you do that?
I got it when I needed it. When I realized that it was becoming a pain in the ass and it was a little bit of a, you know, I got it. But now I'm very, I like to be technically advanced. I don't want to be. So I am now. I'm very much aware of it. Because I don't want to go back. Like, people go, oh, it was great before you had a cell phone. I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, seriously. Shut the fuck up.
If you know how to use a cell phone right, I liked it. Not always, but there's times I love to leave it at home. I learn when I'm with my friends. I make the mistakes everyone else makes. I get it. But I try not to just start looking at it while I'm talking to people. And if you have good cell phone etiquette, that's your choice, what you do with the cell phone. Having the cell phone in the car to be able to talk to people in traffic and catch up with people, fuck, I would not want no cell phone.
No, I love that.
Thank you. That's exact. This bumper-to-bumper shit around this city, I have never been more in contact with my brothers my nieces and nephews, cousins. I'm closer to my family now because of traffic and Bluetooth than I ever have been.
Yeah.
Ever. And I don't email them much. I call them or text, but it's so much fucking easier.
I do take pride, okay, and this is going to be my grandmother coming out and my mother. I do take pride in preserving some of the things we did before.
That's what museums are
internet
for,
world.
Man.
No, I'm talking about writing a letter.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like to write a letter every once in a while. You know what I mean? I think that's fun. I like riding a bike. You know what I mean? But you know what else? You know what I love doing while I'm riding a bike? Talking on the phone.
Talking on
The other day,
he called me on his fucking bike.
Riding a bicycle.
I'm like, what are you doing right now?
He's everywhere.
Like, I'm riding my bike. I'm
like, what? And I just call people, and I said to my buddy the other day, I'm like, how amazing is our life? We're catching up. I'm riding a bike right now. You're in Colorado. You're out on your back porch. I'm cruising through Mar Vista. I'm like, how amazing is our life?
Well, I think what's more amazing about what you just said is that you're able to be aware of it, because you're right. When it happens in the beginning, I remember the first call I made. I was on the road, and I had a phone. I did this tour, and I figured I should get a phone. It was the first time they became sort of cheaper. It might have been 96. They really affordable.
It was huge then.
Really affordable. And I go, it's time to get one. And I was walking down the streets of Portland, and I was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It was fucking great. I got a cup of coffee, and I was walking down the street, and I was talking to Chris. And what a great name to have when you're hiding yourself.
That's a good one.
Ambiguous, yeah. Is
Chris?
That the name?
That's ambiguous.
My sister's Chris, and her husband's Chris. They're both Chris.
My sister's Jason.
But I remember walking down the street, having a cup of coffee, just being able to talk. I thought, this is unbelievable. You know, like talking about what I'm seeing. Oh, you should see this and you should see
that.
Yes,
now. Right now. That's the difference. And with Skype, too. Like, I get on and Skype with my niece and nephew all the time. I love it.
Yeah.
Because before, I really don't remember. I have consciously sat down with some quiet time after a little smoke and thought, what was it like when you really had to call someone before? And it was like, I'll call you around 5. And then you sat in the house near the fucking phone around 5 waiting for that fucking phone call.
You know,
miss that.
You know, they're going to have something in our lifetime, if we take care of ourselves and we live to the age we want to live, where we're going to look back on this. Obviously, we all get that there's going to be something that makes this look archaic. But you know what? There's two things. I'm glad I'm here for the cell phone and air conditioning. And other than that, whatever else they invent after I'm dead, I'm okay. Just to be here without air, fuck that.
And refrigerators.
I was fired up for the oscillating fan, man. That one pumped me up. That came by, we're like, what? That moves by.
Me and my brother used to have one that sat. It stood in the middle of the room. You know what I mean? It was a fan that was like, it was like protected.
Like a big square one, though?
No, it was round.
Oh, okay.
And it had like 3 legs. It was round. The fan was in the middle, and just woof, 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 and we would take bars of soap and chuck it in there.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
And just shoot it out.
Yeah.
But when you were in college?
No, this was like, we were like 8 and 9.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like just
college.
Yeah,
throw some coast in there, man. We used to do that with, we would chop off my dad used to get pissed at us because we would take our Star Wars action figures and stick them in the fan and chop their heads off.
He's like, that's your future.
Yeah, and he's like, what are you guys doing? That shit's going to be worth something. We're like, whatever. What does he know? He didn't know shit. Now that shit's worth so much goddamn money. If we'd have just kept the shit in a box. But how are you going to do that to a kid? You got to play with
some
it.
Some kids do it because that's
because they were punished probably and tortured.
And by the way, for what this is worth, a minute ago you said you still like to ride your bike. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends in Philadelphia, and I was talking to them, Jane, and they have kids.
What's up, Jane?
What's up? What's up,
Jane? What's up,
Jane? And kids can do both. You know, there's a lot of kids that have computers. By the way, they're, it's like, you know when people try to blame technology or they try to blame what's going on, technology, and they always have to go, oh, well, that's the problem. You know, the back then kids used to play outside. Kids that don't want to play outside, there were chubby kids back then. Are there more now? Okay, maybe. But she goes, you have to just enforce it. She goes, my kids have the computer. They have an iPad. They have all that. But guess what? They ride their bike and they play.
Yeah.
And it's not like that's going to go to the wayside.
Yeah, no.
If some people are into it, some people weren't into it before there was all the technology. So it's not as black and white as
I just
it might
don't know
seem.
Why you're coming on our podcast and yelling at me. You know what I mean? Yelling at me. You see the hate in his eyes.
He's
angry.
He's up on his haunches. you know, we had video games nonstop when we were kids, and who's more excited about something than the people that exist when it first fucking comes out? Mm-hmm. Kids that play video, like, this shit never existed. We want to play this all the time. But it was always, We would do it on at night or on weekends because we were always about riding our bikes or big wheels or getting outside.
Big wheels.
Baseball, the whole thing, you know.
See, I think the reason I was behind the times on the things we said earlier is that in my house, all right, when Nintendo came out.
Real quick,
yeah.
Just tell Todd the average, what you would consider the average age in your home.
In my house,
that you grew up in.
Well, it was like single mom, so just my mom, and it was my two sisters.
What happened to your dad?
He bailed.
He bailed. He bounced. You don't talk to him anymore at all?
No, nah, I've talked to him. I talked to him once like three years ago. I met him for the first time in 22 years, like 3 years ago. So he grew up. We saw him until about 12, and then he just, you know, it was too much. I think it was too much for him. It was too much for us. It was too much, the whole thing. My parents hated each other. So it was me, my brother, my two sisters. But then my mother would work, so we'd come home some days, and it'd either be my Nana would be there or her sister, her other sister. And they were like, they were rolling 70 plus from like go. Like when I was born, my aunt Lil was 72.
I have an aunt Lil too.
Yeah, she lived to 102. Auntie Gert 98. Rue 100.
Damn.
And my nana 88. So we had old people around.
Damn, she died young.
Yeah, she did, man. We don't know what happened.
Man, like some might be some foul play.
Yeah, they were the best. They crushed.
So when you were older, were you able to show them that you appreciated them?
Oh, man, Auntie Rue. I mean, Auntie Rue and I kicked it for a long time. We did a web show together called the Jay and Rue Show, and I got her to play with me. She was like 96 when we shot it, and I like fight her and stuff, like the economy's bad. I'm like, pretend I'm firing you. And then I had her like firing me, and I videotaped her cooking eggs.
Do you have that stuff on YouTube?
No, I have some of the Jay and Rue Show, like three
of them. Yeah, I've
seen it. Yeah. But there's the best one I have. I've told Rye about this. My sister just had twins, so I went home, and my sister lived in this two family in Belmont. In Belmont at the time, and it's just me, Courtney, my sister. The twins are just passed out, and A. Rue just killing it. And someone had sent my sister a box of chocolates. And when you get older, the last taste that you keep is your sweet taste. Like salt leaves, everything leaves, but sweet is what you can taste.
Is that why people, their diet gets to where it gets?
Oh, they're just crushing desserts when they're
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I never
now.
Thought about that. That makes
my
total
grandmother
sense.
Used to Man. Drink, like, one of my grandmothers used to drink Diet Coke or Pepsi and then eat, like, Entenmann's.
Entenmann's was
like
a staple
cakes or
in my
something.
House.
Yeah,
yeah, always.
No wonder.
That raspberry thing.
Wait, where did you grow up?
Massachusetts.
Okay, because I was staying with Entenmann. So, yeah,
and he's
go ahead.
Baltimore, and you got Philly. So, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and I'm videotaping Auntie Rue the whole time, and she's like just reaching over grabbing a chocolate, and she gets one. I go, "What do you got there?" And she's like, "I think it's coconut." Then she has another one. She gets to the third one. I go, "That's your third one now." And this whole thing's on video. She's like, "No." And she goes, "It's my second." I go, "It's your third one." And she's like, "Well, okay." Eats it. Goes for a fourth. Grabs a fourth one. I go, "Do you even know what that is? You're just grabbing." I go, "That's a this and this and that." And it's your fourth one. She's like, "No, it's not." I go, "Courtney, how many's Auntie Rue had?" She's like, "Four." She ended up having seven. And kept saying, "This is my last one. This is my last one." And I kept asking her. She's like, "No, it's my fourth. It's my fourth." And
how
kept,
old is she at this time? 90.
She was 98, maybe 98 or 99.
Let her eat as many as she wants.
Oh, she was crushing it. I mean,
she probably forgot what number she was on for real. Like, I think I'm on four. I think these kids are fucked up.
Well, her brother, my Uncle Ray, he lived with my cousins. You know, like they had like a front room that he lived in. And he was 99.
God, they all lived
this
to
is
be
her brother,
super long.
Yeah. Uncle Ray, man. The bus driver from Revere. He moved to San Diego to become a comedian, and he tried to make it.
Ray Romano turned out to be Ray Romano.
So if you take care of yourself, you have a long life ahead.
So.
Of
he's
you.
Go, yeah,
I
he's going. So. He's going to hit triple digits if he takes care.
I
of himself.
I plan on. I feel like 98 is a good wheelhouse, and my wife's like, I think 85 for me, and I'm like, perfect, because you know what I'm going to do then? Hopefully, I have kids, and I'm going to be like, I'm moving in with you, and I'm going to have some buddies that I meet up for coffee in the morning, and
you're
like,
going to be Auntie Rue to them.
Yeah, I'm just going to crush it as an old dude. I can't wait to be an old dude. Anyway, Uncle Ray, they bought a dozen donuts, Ray and my Aunt Norma, and they had a donut together. They each had a donut, you know? And then the day kind of passed, and Aunt Norma went in the other room. Ray went in his room. No one else is home. All the kids are at school. And around like 1:30 in the afternoon, he comes into the office where she's working, and he's got the empty box of donuts, you know? And he goes, "You got to talk to these kids about eating all these damn donuts." And he had eaten them all. And he forgot.
Oh, really?
He just forgot that he had, but he crushed 10 donuts or something
he
like that.
10 donuts like he's
from like 10 to 1.
All
out of,
yeah. Sounds like I would get along with him.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to figure out how many Krispy Kremes I could eat before, not till I was nauseous.
Yeah.
Just till I was full of Krispy Kremes. Like with Reese's Cups, it's about 4 or 5. When I go
regular size,
he knows that number.
Four or five regular size or the little minis?
No, the regular size. That's a two does
so
nothing.
Two double cups.
That's rich.
Yeah, two double cups and if I have a fifth. But it's nice. But the Krispy Kreme. So I was in Omaha, and the owner of the club, Colleen, she goes, let's find out. So we went to Krispy Kreme, we bought a dozen donuts, and I go, again, not till I'm stuffed and I'm gross and I don't feel good. No, just till I go, I don't want any more. Forget, may pretend health doesn't
so
exist.
So you could be stuffed and cramped up, but if you still want it, you keep going.
No, no, by the time I was stuffed, I wouldn't want it anymore.
Okay, cool.
So just till I felt like I'm full. Like, you know, if it was an apple, you could eat four apples, you know? So how many Krispy Kremes do you think I would eat before I, when I go, okay, I'm good. I'm not worried about health.
I'm going to guess 7.
I was going to say, since you're asking, I'm going to go slight. I was going to go 8 on that.
Yeah, 11.
11? To where you're not disgusted. You don't feel sick.
Are they all different kinds?
11, they still tasted good. No, just all the just the clean, you know, the circle.
Straight up, honey dip.
Yeah, the glaze. Now, here's what happened. I went to the club, and they all started making fun of me. Now, I'm not saying, oh, let me not get ahead of myself. So I go, well, that's actually like one thick piece of decadent. Is that the word?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. definitely
cake.
Decadent.
At the Cheesecake Factory. Now, I'm not saying one piece of cake at the Cheesecake Factory is healthy either. I'm sure there's a shit ton of calories. But if you ate a piece of cake at the Cheesecake Factory, no one would talk about it the next day. Oh, my God. So they go, no, that's a lot more than that. So back to the fucking Krispy Kreme place I go the next day coming home from radio. I get 12 of them, and I mush them into a piece of cake. Like, I try to make it look pretty cool, and I put it on the plate. You know, like not just, like cool disgusting
yeah,
mush.
You made it look like a piece of cake.
Made it look a piece of cake, flattened it with my hand. Then we took some whipped cream and put it on around the sides and made – I go, there you go. There's 12 donuts. Wow. So they're like, yeah, you might be right.
Nice work.
Now, can you do a dozen? You could do a dozen.
I could do – if I'm high, it's not – that's why when I'm high, I have to get so – you know what someone told me a long time ago, and it does work. If you want – a lot of times people have these ideas. You're like, if you're high, you know, I could eat apples till the cows come home. Mm-hmm. But this is a friend's mom.
The apple reference a couple apples, times here, man.
Pineapple. You just want fake. You know what fake sugar tastes like. You can eat pineapple. I like pineapple. I love apples. I love cut up fruit. I love grapes. But if you're high and you want candy, you can eat fruit now to the end of time. It's not going to fucking do it for you.
Yeah.
This is my friend's mom, who's a dietitian. She goes, now what I'm going to tell you to do, some people will go, oh, you may as well have a candy bar. Far from it. Take 4 or 5 packets of sugar, sprinkle them out on a plate,
mm-hmm.
and stamp the fruit in it. It's still – because then you could have a lot of fruit. It just stamps it. But when you eat it, if you take an apple and stamp it or a piece of banana –
what, it gives you the rush? You're saying it satisfies that sugar?
It tastes like candy, not
– because it's pure
fruit.
Sugar.
Yeah, and it's just a little bit at the end of it. You take a banana. You could slice a banana 10 pieces. Stamp, stamp, stamp. It's a lot. You feel like you're eating it.
Cut that fruit up real quick.
Yeah. You know the apple thing where you can cut an apple like with a metal
thing?
Yeah,
I see it on TV.
You
yeah.
do that with 2 apples, that's like 20 pieces of apple. So that seems like you're getting a lot of – you couldn't eat 20 little pieces of candy.
What's your favorite apple? Are you a Fiji guy?
I love the old traditional
– Granny Smith?
No. Red Delicious. I like Red Delicious. I like a hard – I don't apple. Like a mushy apple. Apple.
I like that – what's that one that tastes like a pear? Is that the Fiji? The one that's like tastes like a pear almost?
Or is that the Macintosh?
You know what? My grandfather growing up had a bakery. So he had a bakery. And the best –
did you hear that genuine
yeah,
sigh.
I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Where at?
Wakefield, Massachusetts, and in Essex, Massachusetts, called the Holiday Bakery. And so we would go in there. Honey Dip Donuts was his crush donut. I mean, it was unbelievable. But in the he had a huge – go ahead. No,
I was going to ask you, what is the difference between honey dipped and glaze? Is it really
it's a glaze, but he called it
with
a honey
honey
dip.
On it?
No, like no. It's the glaze. They just called it honey
dipped. Because I've heard both. Yeah, I didn't know. Are they the same, though?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like a, you know, like a Dunkin' Donuts, which is like my all-time favorite. But my grandfather's honey dip donut was the bomb. But he had this huge baker's table in the back. You know, those tables are huge, so they can roll everything out. And – we would run in when we go to see him, run around the counter, run through the back, all the way around that huge baker's table to the very back corner, because right there he had coffee tins underneath, and that's where the M&Ms were, like coffee tins M&Ms. And we would just go handful of M&Ms, just boom, right in the mouth, and just crush M&Ms, because he made M&M cookies, man. His M&M cookies were killer.
Are you or either of you cupcake fans? Are you caught up in any of the cupcake craze? There's a fucking cupcake. There's like
I can't get out of this cupcake.
There's
I
like
can't even say
three
it.
Shows.
A cupcake craze.
Todd Glass.
There's like 3 fucking shows on television about cupcakes for and real. Maybe more.
Started being familiar with it in New York. Late at night. Which, by the way, anytime somebody does anything different, I fucking love it. Because you know what I always think? And I don't know why. I always think the people that were the naysayers. Yeah. Like, you have a cupcake place. You go, you know what we're going to do? Open up late at night, have some coffee and cupcakes, and put them all out. Someone went, nah, people You know what people tell you when you want to do something new?
Yeah.
They tell you, like, when Starbucks might be a better idea. I get Starbucks, and I can make fun of it, too. But I picture the guy that wanted to do Starbucks, basically affordable pretentiousness is the way I look at mm-hmm. it, which makes sense. Somebody guaranteed, no, people just want to get their coffee and leave, and they don't want to, you know, because that's all people did. He goes, yeah. No, I'm going to have, like, nice sofas and chairs. So the cupcake thing, I sort of, somebody thought about that. And then it fucking took off. Like, it seemed like
it has in this city, at least. I don't know about around the country,
it's
alive right now. And I produced this piece. This is a couple summers ago. This black guy downtown. He has two buildings. It's called Big Man Bakes, and he is a ginormous black guy. He is big man.
Mm-hmm.
And we did an interview piece on him, and we went to his shop. And he starts early, like 5 a.m., 4:30 a.m. He's in there. Everyone's making the donuts, cupcakes. And what he does is he'll make a mini one. So you can have two of those instead of one cupcake, or you can just have one, you know. And he had every flavor you can think of. And I was like, not really for me. He's like, you have to have one. These are fresh right now. It's never going to be as good as it is right now, even when I get it out there. That shit, I ate like five of them. And I don't eat sugar. I housed them. But this dude was, I said, how did you come up with your name? And he said, you know, I was at a party. He told me the story. It was so funny. He was at a party, and there was a hot girl that he had always wanted to be with. And she said, she was crying. He said, what's the matter? She's like, it's my birthday today, and my boyfriend broke up with me, and I have no one to spend my birthday with. And he said he went home, and he made her a cake, and he said it tasted like shit. And he made her another one. And he took it to her, and she's like, this is so sweet. Got the hook up with her because of it. She was like, this is so sweet. And then he started baking shit. People were like, man, you can really bake. And then one time he went to a party, and he had brought cupcakes, and he's on the other side of the room mingling with people. And here's this black guy way across the room like, man, who made these cupcakes? And they're like, that dude over there. And he's like, oh, Big Man Bakes. And that's how he got the fucking name, Big Man Bakes.
That's tight.
He's like, there it is right there. And he's got at least two shops. One was right next to the old Downtown Comedy Club, right there by, what's the theater where they do Holy Fuck?
Downtown Independent.
Independent. It's really close to there.
That's ending.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, we just actually were both on it a few weeks ago.
I know why I figured out. I never figured this out till about a year ago. Why I, and maybe you just get a sweet tooth. But growing up, my mom, which I love, you know, my mom always like she'll try to give us something. She's just turned 70. She's very young, and you don't look at her and think like you know when people meet her, doesn't look like an old person, you know.
Yeah, but she's a newlywed. I mean,
she's still getting fucked. Anyway. But she's, you know, they want you to like, oh, you know, here, this is something to remember me by. Sometimes she'll give us, and I go, Mom, it's going to be the weirdest thing to remember you by. And this is one of those. So when we were growing up, it seemed like maybe once every other month, she would make a big bowl of icing and put it on the table with five spoons.
Whoa.
And I asked her years later, many years later, probably about 3 years ago, I said, what made you do that? She goes, well, when I was a little girl, I always thought my mom would let me lick the beater, but wouldn't it be great to have just a whole bowl? Like, why does it have to be I got to lick the beater? I mean, you know, like if you were making somebody a delicious steak, you wouldn't just let them lick the fork. Give me a fucking steak, so give me fucking icing.
Yeah.
I don't want to just lick the beater. She goes, and I got to that, and I remembered it. And boy, did we – that was the best dessert. The spoons would come out, and you'd take that
– Attack it like feral cats.
What's that?
Oh. I said you would attack it like feral cats
yes.
in there. Everybody get what they could. Yeah,
you get the bit. You would take your spoon in there. No one ever said, hey, take it easy. No, we just got the spoon. And
that is straight sugar.
It was
my,
good stuff.
My big problem with cupcakes, and I mean, we don't need to go on to this, but –
I like that you have a big problem.
I got a real big problem with it. There's way too much frosting. It's way too much frosting on the top. And I recently found out from Kumail Nanjiani the proper way to eat a cupcake.
Yeah, I was going to tell you this. Yes, go ahead.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. He taught me that. Oh. Nope.
You cut it in half and you put it on top and you make a sandwich.
You break the bottom off.
Boom.
And then the icing's your middle filling and it's a sandwich.
Sense. Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to. According to him,
awesome.
Yeah. Is that right? You're supposed to eat it like that?
I don't
know,
but that's how I eat it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Now,
if I have one, too much frosting.
I'm trying not to talk about anything that I've talked about on, you know, like 10 times before. So
who cares?
Okay.
It's a whole new audience for you.
Well, it's so perfect.
Most of our followers, and we have a really good following, a lot of them don't know who you are.
Okay.
Actually, not true. At my Hollywood Improv show, they all came to see me, and they all saw you. I came over to you and spoke to you in the bar, and they all were like, "Is that Todd Glass? We love Todd Glass." And I was like, "Don't tell anybody, but Todd Glass is about to come on." They were all excited.
I love Good. I love giving a little drop.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that even anybody cares. I'm not going to act like, you know, like act like that doesn't, you know, I'd rather have that than they don't care. That's why when younger people come up to you, anybody that says you, that think you're funny, obviously that means a lot to you, no matter who it is. But when younger people or new comedians tell you you're funny, it's a two-way street. Because they're doing something for you, too. You don't want the new comedians not to think you're funny. I would fucking hate that the word out on the street would be like, is Todd Glass funny? You know, like, I thought about this 20 years ago, even. Like, about, and they go, and if you're a nice guy, here's the way they're going to deliver it. If you're a dick, they're going to be like, fuck no. But if you're a nice guy, but you're slowly becoming out of touch, here's what eventually it comes to. Ask me if Todd Glass is funny.
You think Todd Glass is funny?
Todd Glass, what a fucking nice guy. And then, I know this seems like I'm being cocky, but I'm also, it gets to the part of like, and then this would be the fear. They would say, I'm a nice guy, I'm trying to be. And then they'd be like, funny. He was funny.
Oh my God.
He was funny. And I'd be like, ugh. So when I hear that, obviously that makes me happy. But I am not good at making desserts from scratch, but I have ideas. And one of them, I don't think they stole it from me, but there's definitely proof. I've been talking about it on this podcast for a year, and I think Jack in the Box does it now, was the two Pop-Tarts and then ice cream in the middle. So
what?
I would take a cinnamon Pop-Tart, because that was my favorite. You could do it with any Pop-Tart.
Okay.
And then I was taking ice cream and putting it in the microwave just to soften it and then spreading it on the warm Pop-Tart, and I realized I'm putting the Pop-Tart in the – it was a trial. Keep changing it around. Put the Pop-Tart in the toaster shorter. So it's warm, but it's not really hot.
Icing out on both sides?
Icing out on both sides.
I'm with you.
So then I would take the ice cream and I would put it in the microwave just so I could spread it on real quick. You know,
particular
like,
flavor?
I would go with vanilla. I've tried coffee. I've tried a lot of different
types. Yeah, you have. I love it.
But then I figured out a different way to make it work better. I would get – they're not as easy to find anymore. Square ice cream in a box, in a carton. They don't make them as
much.
You
got to go to Friendly's, bro.
Sometimes it bonds.
Friendly's.
Well, he's right. They sell
Crunch ice cream. It's the best.
So I would get the square – you know what I mean, in the square. And I would cut it slabs, like about 10 slabs. Put them in the freezer, right? That way they're ready to go. You're not putting it on. So get the
– prep time.
The Pop-Tart. Take it out of the toaster. Don't keep it in as you normally do. Just enough to warm it up. Then throw a slab in there from the freezer. You walk over. Everyone would know that the slabs were in there. Put another Pop-Tart
on top. Everybody
knows
that. He's going for a slab now.
Getting the slab.
Getting the slab ready.
Slice it in diagonally so it eats easy. But here's what you have. Here's what you have.
Wait a minute. Why does it eat easier diagonally?
Because you can. It's thinner like at the
You've
top.
You've done a lot of research.
But here's why it's good. It's sweet. It's cold.
It's warm,
and it's also the smooth icing on the top, the texture of the smooth icing. So it's just so many. Here's one more.
Yeah, you can't go two in a row.
Well, so wait.
Yeah, let me do one more.
Hold on. Oh, you can, but go. So Jack in a Box is selling that now?
It's a big thing.
It's an actual Pop-Tart, though, or they like rip the Pop-Tart off?
No,
they're in litigation.
Jack-Tart.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. I think they say Pop-Tart on the ad.
Maybe they have a deal
Motherfucker.
They probably have a deal with it, yeah.
Some Todd Glass fan heard that shit on your podcast and took it. Why else? There's way. I do believe that a lot of comedians, same like minds, do write similar material, have no problem with that. And I've seen it happen and agree that it happens. But no one is sitting around a Jack in a Box executive meeting right now saying, you know what the fuck we should do? Two Pop-Tarts and some ice cream. No way. I'm with you.
I
disagree. Let me tell you why. Because my personal belief is if you have an idea, something you want to do, you should bank on, always assume that seven other people are doing the same exact thing.
Probably
that's always been my mode.
Well, you're
I tried to patent sugared milk. I went for it. You know what I mean? I met with a company, I tried to go for it. Didn't work out. You know, you gotta go for things sometimes.
Yeah, I think, you know, it sounded like I was going to agree with him, and I was, but now I'm agreeing with you. Maybe I've had his thought process where he went, it's possible, but also I agree with you that, like, yeah, there's seven other people, 10 other people are thinking about it. But when it comes to comedians, I almost think this is almost factual. I was trying to explain this to my brother when comedians, I don't want to mention any names, but in the last 30 years of doing comedy.
Rory Scovel.
Every so often a comedian will surface that has a rep for stealing. And I tried to explain this to my brother that you can, write jokes that are not only liking other comedians, but even where you're going, holy fuck. Like someone goes, Rory will say, I do a bit like that. And you watch it, like, oh my God. Like I know from my soul I didn't see him. And it's not only the same bit. It's like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That happens. That is real.
100%.
So the people that get those reps for stealing sometimes, it's not because it happened once. Because if it happens once between civil comedians, you're just like, you don't give a shit. You're like, you don't have a rep. You stand on your rep. They get that reputation. They'd like to tell everybody it happened once, and then this big thing spread. That's not what happens. And guess what? It doesn't happen the second time. I've had it happen two times in my career, three where I do a bit. But a time it surfaces a reputation. Now, you could hear this and someone that has the reputation and argue this, but I don't know how. Because it doesn't happen the first time, the second time, the third time. But a time it surfaces, it's happened 10. Yeah. It's happened over and over.
It's like when you first get your DUI, you've driven probably drunk enough 50 times to have gotten your first one. I hear you, Todd Glass.
Yeah.
I agree.
He's very upset.
But I don't give a fuck. You can change your mind all you want to. Breakfast food and ice cream for a dessert. That's you right there. Somebody heard
I will
it.
Say this.
Somebody heard that.
A good friend of mine, Adrian's brother, actually, who we talked about. Travis.
His younger brother?
Yeah, Travis.
I have a story about him.
Okay, perfect. From Philly. He was my neighbor. You know, when he moved here, I got him the spot, and he lived right behind me and Jordan. Adrian was like, keep an eye on him. And he used to make, he made the best dessert I've ever had. You ready for it?
Yes.
Two Eggo waffles, okay? Toasted. Two Eggo waffles toasted. Scoop of vanilla ice cream in it with chocolate sauce over it, and then he takes a Butter Crunch candy bar, bangs it up, sprinkles it over it, and then boom, makes a sandwich, and you eat it like a sandwich. It's baller.
My mouth is literally watering.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
I've had the Captain Crunch French toast. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Or any cereal French toast, really. This is interesting.
I had grape nut French toast. Horrible.
Grape nut.
I did the waffles. Everyone makes those Thanksgiving sandwiches. You know, I know. You take the stuffing, the turkey, you put it on bread.
What's the key?
I just switched it. The cranberry. I put cranberry sauce, mayo. But I add a little bit of sugar to the cranberry sauce so it sweetens it.
I put sugar in everything.
He loves sugar.
But I did that. Same thing with the turkey, stuffing, a little cranberry. And then I put that on a waffle, like a frozen waffle, but a Belgian frozen, because I'm not going to make fresh waffles. And that is, with a little bit of syrup.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have sugar. I put a little syrup in the cranberry.
Oh, you're almost going with the McGriddle over there.
A little bit.
Yeah, the McGriddle.
Adrian's brother, what's his name?
Travis.
What's up, Travis?
I don't even, does he only have one brother?
He's got two, Eric and Travis.
Whoever it was, he was at the party one year, and I thought he was joking with me. I smoked a little bit. And I was, whatever it really affected me. He goes, there's a place up through their woods over there where they're all playing music. Like, he said, like, everybody was on stage and there was a band. I'm like, I go, are you serious? I thought he was lying to me. We start walking through the woods. There's like a path through the woods. And I go, halfway through, I go, yeah, are you fucking with me? He goes, no, I'm telling you. Like, I knew every ounce of that party. Like we said, you go to the bowling alley, you go here. There's a million places to go. But through the woods, and it was sort of dark. You couldn't really see. And then all of a sudden, there was another building.
Yeah.
And in there was like a 10-piece band, and everybody was up on stage singing. Like Kevin James was singing, Sandler. Yeah. They were all just fucking around singing. And I was like, holy shit. Like I was ready to go back. I thought he was just like trying to fuck with me because he knew
Travis.
I was high. I liked him. He was a good guy,
He is
too.
A good guy. Man. Travis is a good guy. I wonder if we were at the same party, unless they just do that same shit every year, because that was the same thing. I walked out, and someone else said, they're playing back here. And then when I went in, it was Sandler on stage with the guitar, and Kevin James, and Rob Schneider was up there singing, and a bunch of people were up there singing. Yep. But it's smart on Sandler's part, because, and I know you've met him before, he's always been super kind to me. But if you just look at a room, everyone in that room wants time with him, and it's so smart to just grab your guitar and go up there and fucking sing so you don't have to make small talk, but you're still present and still taking part of your party. It's fucking smart.
Yeah, it does smart make move. It a little easier.
Yeah.
One year at Swartzen, you know, Swartzen would do the roller skating party, too, for, you know, his birthday and stuff. So this one year he does a roller skating party, and I'm there with my girlfriend at the time. Sandler was there and stuff. We said hi to him, but I didn't get a chance to hang out with him or anything. And so we're roller skating. I'm pretty lit. And we were there early. We helped Swarty setting up the bar. We're drinking vodka rocks from Go. And I have a bottle of water in my back pocket, you know, and you're not supposed to drink any drinks out on the rink, you know. And I take a digger. I slip out, land on my ass, and the water bottle explodes. And I just don't think anything of it, you know. I'm like, whatever. So I just get up and I start skating again.
And my girlfriend is skating with my buddy Ricardo at the time. So I go all the way around, come back to where the water is, and I just see the two of them hit that. They hit the puddle, and they go, and they hit it bad, and they just skid all the way across. And I'm like, damn, what'd they hit? Didn't even register. My girl was banged up the whole night because of, of that water.
Do you not say, do they know you did it?
Yeah, they know.
When they were in the ER, you told them? Yeah, that shit was my water.
I had to carry her up to her apartment.
Jesus.
Three flights.
I'm going to tell you one more quick two doctor things, okay. If you don't mind.
You can say whatever you want,
Todd Glass. I'm picturing there's somebody listening that might do this, so I'm very excited. And by the way, the waffle thing I might have to do. That did you
the
say?
The butter crunch.
The butter crunch. Shit.
Yeah.
That's where you
Butterfinger,
got
that. Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
Oh, Butterfinger. Okay.
One, I went to get a Krispy Kreme, and I wanted them to give me one that they fill with cream. But
I know the story. I'd rather – let's skip this one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. The other one,
but they wouldn't give it to me without the cream in it. But it worked out to my, and it worked out anyway. So I didn't have like a bakery bag, your family being in the bakery
business.
Yeah, we
have a bakery bag.
So I just took a plastic
– No, I don't even know what that is.
It's like this, shaped like a V, and there's a little spout at the bottom. You fill it with frosting.
Oh, icing. That's what a bakery, but so you can write shit on it.
And you can do like the little.
I didn't know that.
Little thing that goes
it's
around.
It's called a bakery bag.
Yeah, and then they also put different tips on the end to do different decorative things. So I don't have one of those. So I just took a plastic bag. Again, I put the ice cream in the microwave. I didn't think it was going to work this good, and I poked a hole in the end of it, just a hefty, a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I squeezed ice cream into the fucking Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Todd Glass.
Let me tell you something.
I need to smoke weed with you. You get exempted.
And here's the last thing. Everybody, I always like ice cream cake, but the truth of the matter is, hey, maybe people feel differently that are listening. I always feel like the cake isn't the good part of it. You just want an ice cream cake. So I just started doing this. You know, like when you go to Vaughn's, they know what they're doing in the bakery department.
They know what they're doing.
Unless you can bake a cake, go buy one there.
Yeah.
That's what I say about roasted chickens, too. Like,
they know what's
really
going on.
Yeah. Are you
going
to roast? If you're a cook and you can roast a chicken better than them, I don't defy that, but I can't. So I just, when I'm having people over for dinner, I just go buy 5 roasted chickens. I'm not going to fucking make them better
than people
think
you're making Cornish game hens?
I tell them the truth. Okay, so here's the idea. I think if you try this, you'll really like it. They're all sort of the same thing, only different versions. I get that. So you get the ice cream cake. It's not that good at the end of the day. The cake isn't moist. It's not like it's delicious. And then the ice cream. But there is something about...
I'm not really an ice cream cake fan.
I'm with you. I'm not either.
Well, you might like this anyway.
Well, we'll see.
Because you're right. You could take any cake and have a scoop of ice cream with it. Why isn't that?
Right.
No, there's something about it all together. You know what I mean? Like you could eat a piece of turkey and then have a piece of tomato, and then you could have some. But an Italian sandwich, it's the when they all meet.
You put
so
turkey
perfectly,
in your Italian sandwich?
I got nervous. I didn't know what to say. So you go by one of those at the Vaughn's, the circle. They're called whatever they call. They come in a circle.
The bunt cake.
They're bunt, but they'll have like cinnamon swirl.
Yeah.
And they're and they're just so.
They
moist.
They look like they're in a Jell-O mold. That plastic
container.
Exactly. I'm with you. Okay.
You almost could do it with Entenmann's. They might be a little too thin to do what I need to do, but I bet you could if you were good with a knife. So you take the cake with the ring cakes. It's easy to do the Entenmann's. I'm saying it wouldn't be, and you split it down the middle. Not cut it in half, but like, so now you have 2 full circles.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Horizontally, we're going through.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's easy.
Go ahead.
I know, you know where I'm going with it. But I'm telling you.
Can't believe this?
It's mayonnaise.
It's
amazing.
It's still all different, and it's good. You might go, Todd, we just did your idea with the donuts. But I'm telling you, this might be the one you want to do. Put the ice cream, again, in the microwave, only because... I don't have patience. I just want it to spread on in 10 seconds. I'm not cutting it. Put it in the microwave.
Oh, really? But before you're cutting it up in slabs and then freezing it.
You know, secret to that is to wet your spoon. No. And a wet spoon will cut through that ice cream a little easier. Just saying if you don't have a microwave.
When you microwave it for 10 seconds, it's still ice cream. It's not a milkshake.
No, it's tight.
And by the way, the slabs are so when you're high and you want to go make it, you're not thinking.
Process.
You do it when
eliminate
I'm not
the possible cutting injury.
So you have 2 full circles. You have 2 full circles, then you take the ice cream, you spoon it on, throw the other circle back on top, and freeze it. And let me
freeze
tell you,
it.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't know that the cake, whatever reason, still stays soft, even 3 hours in the freezer. So you pull it out and you slice it, and it's like crack. It is so fucking good.
So it's ice cream cake.
It's ice cream cake with good, no, but with good cake.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like it's not a big deal, but you will have at least one listener that does it and goes, he's fucking right. You could, I get it.
One guy and he's opening a shop.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I'm banking on one guy here. Maybe my odds should be better than that. That I would annoy every one of your listeners, but one guy.
That Ty Glass has got some.
He knows what he's doing, man.
No, so what? He talked about the same thing with the donut.
I picture the wife in the background.
I don't know why you listen to him. It's the same thing. He had five desserts. It's all. Why are you so hard on him, honey? He's a good guy.
I'm sounding like Jimmy Pardo a little.
10 seconds. He said 10 seconds in the microwave.
Yeah.
Well, what voltage does he have? Because it's looking like soup.
Right.
Man, no wonder. You had said at the beginning of the show, I think it was actually off air, that you're like, I don't want to smoke weed every day. No wonder you don't want to fucking smoke weed every day. I feel like you'll be a scientist with these fucking desserts and just a mad scientist eating nonstop.
Yeah, I go to the gym 7 days a week just so I'm not
just
obese.
So you can so you can create fucking dessert on dessert.
I've been good lately.
That's dessert on dessert crime, man.
I knew that was coming. I like that. It is, too.
I love that Ty Glass is like, you know what? Ice cream cake, fuck it. I'm going to improve it.
You know what? You can improve. People go, don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But, you know, you can take things that aren't broke and make them better.
That's
were
right.
The old Oreos broke? Oh, did anyone ever go, oh, have a broke Oreo? No, but the new double stuff, they're better.
No, they're not. Too much stuffing. It's too much stuffing.
You know, it's funny. Like
double stuff.
You always think.
He loves fake sugar, though. Remember
yeah,
that.
No, I understand. I just, for me, I need the, like in chocolate chip cookies, I like a chocolate chip cookie without a lot of chocolate chips. You know what I mean? If it's too much chocolate chip, I'm like, man, I want to get that cookie. I want to eat some cookie. You know what I mean?
That makes sense to
you
me.
You know what cake I love? I love the 4th of July cake. It's one of my favorite cakes of all time.
What is that one?
4th of July cake?
What is that?
What officially? It's just,
no, no. I love eating it, but I don't know what it is.
It's just a white cake. You know, like white cake, and then it's Cool Whip, and then it's strawberries for the stripes and blueberries for the stars. And you just, it's
I don't know
fresh,
if I've
dude.
Ever seen
You've never seen that? You'll see it in commercials.
What are the stripes?
Strawberries. Red.
Oh, okay. Snausages. Yeah.
Dude, it's meaty
Todd's
and it's
going
sweet.
Home tonight figuring out.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a new American flag out of it and a brand new dessert.
I don't like too much. Like, if I go to Dunkin' Donuts and I get a jelly donut, you know what I do? I put a napkin. I unfold the napkin. I put the donut in the middle. And then I press down and I press out all the jelly. And I have it like a really thin, like chewy donut with a little bit of
with just
raspberry
a touch of jelly in
yeah
there.
Not all that's that I don't it. Need all that jelly.
It's so funny, the first I've never mentioned the Oreos, like it's to me I think, well, everyone loves double stuff, but in one fleeting moment I go, no, Dad, you do, and there's other people.
I love that he's everything
he's so yes and with yes everything in life,
and then he's
everything.
Also second guessing himself.
You know what, I'm always
sending you and
I've always thought people
himself.
Deserved free rights and free, but I just saw this guy talking on talk TV, Al Sharpton, and I realized no, man, I'm just kidding. That being you, just
oh, you mean yeah? You try to look at it from the other perspective. I got a
you're
little
good
lost.
At that. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I try to.
I'm basic with desserts. I like chocolate covered. I like a glazed donut, chocolate covered. That's it.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
I don't want the cake one. I don't want the fucking the cream one. Fillings. I love peanut butter cups. Love them.
Oh.
Like I'm not a big candy person. Reese's peanut butter cups, mm-hmm. Not just fucking peanut butter cups. But I'll be honest with you, I prefer the Reese's peanut butter egg. I feel like it's a little bigger than
nice.
The. I feel like the egg is a little bigger than the fucking.
No, no. You're
please,
right.
Thoughts,
you're right. And
thank
I put
you.
I have two theories on that.
He lit up.
One, I always get the egg or the Christmas tree because I think they might be fresher because it's seasonal.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, but separate from that, let's say they're both made. I think the new double, and by the way, it's not everything, because I get what you're saying. I don't want to go get a sandwich that's, oh, they're the biggest sandwiches in the world. As much as I'm sitting here and I sound like a, you know, I'm a gluttonous pig, I don't want a 10-foot sandwich. I want to be able to eat it.
Yeah.
So I don't just love everything because it's more. Sometimes I get, it's more can be too much. But the Reese's Cup, the new regular Reese's Cup, the double the size one, I do like it better. For the same reason I like the Christmas tree and the egg is because there's a little more peanut butter
peanut
in there.
Butter, that's right.
Now, when I was camping...
I don't know if I'm ready for
this. This has to do with the... It's not anything to do with ice cream, though, so okay. It's okay. I was camping, and I was getting the stuff for a s'more.
Mm-hmm.
And a little kid behind me goes, did you ever put a Reese's cup in there?
Boom.
I'm like... No, but I'm going to now.
Little Todd Glass.
And I went and got the Reese's cup, and he couldn't believe I was doing it. I guess because I'm an adult and I'm listening to him. I'm like,
right.
And I'm talking to him like with appreciation. He's like probably a 9-year-old kid. I go, Are you kidding me? I go, that's the best idea in the world. And I go, and I will do it. And if I see you tomorrow.
Jack in the Box has it tomorrow.
But I have a theory about if it's not broke, don't fix it. And some people might disagree. But you know what? You don't need the market. When you have an idea, some people want to shit on it because it's not for them. And you're going, oh, I'm not coming up with this because I think it's right for everybody.
Sure.
But there's enough people that would agree with me. The s'more, in a way, blows because the graham cracker breaks. And I know that's part of it, and you go to eat the chocolate, and it's a... So I thought about something. Now, look, there's probably another way to do it, but think of a taco, but made out of a soft graham cracker. It's like, it's soft. It's not crunchy.
So
I know
you... But wait a minute.
Right.
Isn't that a Choco Taco, though?
Well, that's ice cream.
Okay.
So this is just... It's graham... Maybe it's just a soft graham cracker. Now, okay. You might... For the people that go, no, part of it's the hard graham... Okay, then it's not for you.
Love that he's hitting that the audience that's not.
Yeah, because there is somebody.
For the people that go, yeah.
I'm not even mocking them. I get it. They want it to fall apart. I get it. It's part of you grew up that way and you go to eat it and it gets a little difficult. But listen to this. You make a soft graham cracker, even if it's squares. But I just thought of it like if it could be a shell because you can put everything in it. So then you take the chocolate bar. You put it in the bottom. Then you take the hot marshmallow, right? Mm-hmm. You put it with the skewer if it was a taco. And then you tighten it with your hand when you pull slide the skewer out. And then it eats. So in every bite, you get graham cracker. You get a little bit of chocolate. You get a little bit of marshmallow. You get a little bit of graham cracker. A little bit of chocolate. Every bite. And that's what's good. Every time I eat the old way, it breaks, and then I'm licking my fingers, and now I'm just eating a piece of a graham cracker because the marshmallow fell out. Fuck that.
He ended it with fuck that.
That upset. S'mores can get dicey, man. That's, you know, we had s'mores last time at our last Thanksgiving. We had a whole s'more thing.
And just because it's traditional doesn't also mean that you have to fucking do it either.
No, that's true.
Just saying.
But it is good.
It's good. But the peanut butter cup, I'm sorry.
No, please.
The peanut butter cup, I love peanut butter cups. I'm embarrassed because I will buy once in a blue moon. I'm not a sugar junkie. Once in a blue moon, I will get a Hershey's candy bar with almonds. I will go home and I will take extra crunchy peanut butter and smoothly spread it across the top of that. And then I have my peanut butter and my chocolate, more peanut butter than the chocolate in my individual bites.
So you get the chocolate bar, the little one or the big pound one? Get the pound one.
Get the big one.
The King's.
Don't fuck around.
It's pretty intense.
And they're only 99 cents at the grocery store, which is cheaper than the little one that's at the register when you're checking out.
I like that.
Yeah.
I've always kind of had a sweet tooth. I love sweets. And this one time, I used to have a pillow in my bed, you know, that had a pocket in the back. And I thought I was baller because I had like a pocket pillow, you know, and I keep stuff in there like a flashlight. And like it was Easter, so I would keep chocolates in there. I'm like, oh, dude, who's eating chocolate? Like I'd be staying up late. I was the youngest, okay, but I always acted like I always wanted my own house. I always wanted a tree fort. I was always like... In fifth grade, I was buying glasses for the house. I'm like, we need new glasses. I'm going to go to Caldor and get a new set.
Caldor, yeah. He's going.
And I get like a set with like tall water ones, small ones, you know, the whole nine. I try and fix the door. I was always trying to treat the house like my... Anyway, so I would build around where I slept. I was in the corner, like pillows up, and I'd sleep under like a little tower of pillows, you know? And I had my candy in there, and I had like a little flashlight hanging. I'm like, dude, who's killing it right now? And I go to grab some candies out of the pillow, and they're wet. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to eat these quick. You know, it's too hot for them. And I eat them. Nah, bro. Acid. Battery acid from, like, one of the games I had in the pocket had dripped out, and they were all over them.
It was in the bag of your Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. I ran downstairs and brushed my teeth for, like, 20 minutes. Yeah, battery acid.
That was so disappointing. I did not see that happening.
Easter chocolates. Yeah.
You know what?
I know there's some of you that like battery acid out there. I get it. I know you're out there. This isn't for you.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that you bought, you know, the glasses and stuff like that because you're always surprised when they say don't underestimate kids. It's like I'm always that says, you know, that you don't know what little kids and you might think, oh, it's just glasses, not a big deal.
Sure.
But what's on little kids' mind, that's a light thing, but I'm sure you had just as heavy. You don't know. When you look at a little kid walking around today, they have so much on their mind. Like, here you are that age. But yet, who would have thought that you would – at that age want to go, for whatever reason, you go, we need glasses.
Yeah, well, that was just, yeah, of course. And I remember when I was 14, my mother was having a yard sale. We used to have them all the time. And she was selling these four.
Your glasses?
Yeah. Huh?
But you know I bought those.
No, no.
Getting rid of
She's selling your glasses.
Getting rid of your Caldor glassware.
No, my mother was getting rid of four aperitif glasses, like, you know, like you'd have like you know, like a Moscato or a port in, you know, that were my nana's. They were all like stemmed and like chisel glass, and I go, what are you doing? Stencil glass. And my mother goes, I'm gonna sell these four for 25. I'm like, those were nana's. She's like, yeah, I know, but we're never gonna use them. I'm like, nope. And I still have them.
Do you?
14. Yeah, they're in my house.
You use them?
Yeah, I use them for the limoncello that I made. What's up, players? What's up, players?
I didn't know you played a cello.
and when you drink out of them, it probably means something to you,
right?
Oh,
it's amazing. And I also have my aunt little champagne glasses that are coupes, you know? They're coupes. They're not like stems, you know? They're coupes. So when people come over, we always, if it's a small group, we'll go champagne first with those bad boys. And I'm like, don't you even think about effing up one of those glasses because they're tight, too.
That's nice.
They're all etched. They're nice.
I got my grandmother's hypertension and short lifespan problem. When I used to play Little League in Maryland, we always did, at some point, they always did a candy drive. And I would always get the fucking, you know, sometimes they would do that cheap candy bar and inside it would be like a dollar off a Pizza Hut pizza or some shit like that. And it was just, it had that like stick figure drawing on it. You could get almonds or not. And I was like, fuck those, man. What else are we selling? They're like, we have peanut butter cups. I'm like, Reese's? They're like, yep. And I'm like, give me a box. And then I would go cut grass and I wouldn't sell one. I would just put a buck in the box and it was a four pack. And back then, oh my God, I probably, over a summer, I'd probably eat like 400 fucking peanut butter cups. And then I just stopped.
How much was the box? Like, how much were you supposed to raise?
I would keep getting them. I would keep buying, like, if there were 20 bars in a box, I'd sell $20 and I would go get another box.
Oh, okay.
Like, wow, you're really getting out there, huh? I'm like, yeah, I'm really getting out there. It would sit on my floor. I'd throw chain, like anything I could, pennies in there and just get it to a buck. And then I'd take it in and turn it in.
I can't believe the conversation, which I love, can go on this long, but I just thought of something else.
Yeah.
Now, when I tell you this, you might start thinking that I have a problem. It's not that big of a deal, but it's definitely a sweet tooth times 100. I remember the first thing I did when I got my driver's license, and it was just a matter of there was an adult. So it was, but this is weird.
You get your freedom, you know?
Yeah, it was like weird. I remember I didn't only have my license, it was the first time I took the car out. So I was driving with other people, and I was like, I remember that day. I was a little bit nervous. You know, you think you're so mad because I want my license. But when I went out there, I was like, this is weird. You know, I was all right. I had driven the car in the driveway 100 times, so I wasn't like panicking. But it was
How big was your driveway?
Seriously.
Well, we lived
Mine by. Was a few rocks. It was probably as long as this table. It was just someplace to park.
Well, first of all, in this house, it was, we lived, there was
Do
like
you guys move around a lot?
We did move around a lot.
So did this guy.
Yeah. There was about 100 acres, but we didn't own it. We had a house on 2 acres in the back. So we drove through the woods in a stone driveway.
That's
so it was
tight.
A pretty long driveway. But even when we had a little driveway, like, you know, a regular driveway in a neighborhood in Philadelphia, we all wanted to drive the car so much. We were allowed to move the car at a certain age if we were going to play basketball. I never fucking play basketball. But we would go in the house, I want to play basketball, and we'd back the car. Just any excuse to be
there. Right.
But anyway, I went and I got a Reese's cup. A two-pack. They didn't even have four-pack. I don't remember what it was. I bought
You're
Reese's
right, though,
cups.
But because I feel like the only time a four-pack I ever saw back then was when we did these charity things. I didn't see them in a store
size,
back
right?
then.
That's a really good point. That's when you saw them.
Yep, that's the only time.
And I bought a can of whipped cream, and I put it on each Reese's cup and ate
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
What? Yes.
That's intense.
Okay.
You were celebrating. You had yourself a little, driving for the first time party.
That's a fuckload of whipped cream on one peanut butter cup. He said, you might think I have a problem.
Well, because you go, all right, that's a problem when it comes to sugar, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But when I'm on the road, I'll always go back to the bar, you know, and I'll be like waiting for the show to start and they're making their drinks, you know, all that hustle of the club. And I'll always grab the whipped cream. And I'm like, how's everybody doing? They're like, good. And I take a napkin and I put a dollop of whipped cream and then I just pop it in my mouth and they're all just looking at me. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, need a little bump, you know, need a little energy. You know what I mean? You guys are busy.
You know what bothers me now is I used to really love Frankenberry cereal. It was one of those cereals that never was in our house, but then I went and spent the night at somebody's house and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Frankenberry. Oh, and you got Count Chocula. What is that? I always loved the Frankenberry. And then all of a sudden, like 10 years ago, maybe longer now, it just disappeared. And it only it's a seasonal cereal now. You can only get Frankenberry, Count Chocula,
you know
and Blueberry
why?
At Halloween.
It's good.
Because of the berries. they can't get in the good berries. In
the good berries are in there. Yeah.
Like there's any berry in there at all.
you gotta wait for the berry season.
Oh, yeah, it's the berries.
Yeah, the berries. And the jocula.
Jocula. I mean, if you don't, especially if you don't run that right, like with the, like the climate.
I worked at the Dairy Queen. And let me tell you something. People
the DQ? They have a good burger, no?
We didn't have it. Ours wasn't a brazier.
Ooh. What was it? Just strictly.
Well, we just sold.
God, you probably ate them out of fucking business.
I ate like a motherfucker. And I used to. I worked there in high school.
You didn't come up with any of these ideas back then?
Yeah. Oh, I made. I was doing.
That's what the birth of it.
What do you call it when you go to a Dairy Queen? It's like
you're going
to
be the Dairy Prince.
It's like a McFlurry, but Dairy Queen has it. What do they call theirs?
Is it a blizzard? Okay.
I made blizzards before Blizzard existed. You know what?
Shut up.
Yes. No.
Taking credit for blizzards.
I'm not
telling you, man.
What I mean is, it was a milkshake, but you didn't put milk in it. And I remember figuring it out one day. Like, I just put the ice cream in, and then I put whatever the topping was. And I didn't have any milk. And I, because we run out of milk sometimes, but I wanted one, so I just made it, and I thought eventually it'll melt, and it was extra thick, and I had to eat it with a spoon. I know this sounds like a lie, but it's
can we
not.
Just say, can yeah, we just right. For the record, so far, Dairy Queen and Jack in the Box. Who else has ripped him off?
No, Enemans. No, but just so you don't think I'm
Eminem.
No,
I said Enemans.
Oh, Enemans.
Hold on, just so you don't think I'm crazy. I don't think Jack in the Box.
No, I know.
I do.
I'm totally kidding.
Just so you know, I do.
I know you do, but I don't. I think those things happen, and you know what? Even if they did, you don't want
to
be. There's
one some
of those
guy
people.
Going to his freezer right now, pulling out little neatly dissected ice cream pieces.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Did I explain that properly?
Yes. He stole it from you.
I have an invention. And like, tell me, be honest with me, because I know you're obviously we're recording this. Do you think I am so tempted to just say it, even though I think it's such a good idea that someone could steal it?
I have one too. So
you think it's stupid to say it here?
If you say it, I'll say mine.
I'll say mine. I have two that I think are good.
Well, I have to decide if I'm ever going to do this.
I know one arrives.
Yeah, he does.
How about if we do this?
What?
If I tell you it and you go, Todd,
we'll delete it.
We'll delete it.
Okay. Or you know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? We'll bleep it, we'll continue to talk about it just to torture everybody. Yeah. So that's what, like,
it's
just
the cure to cancer, but no one ever knows.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
And you have an idea, too?
Yeah. I mean, I'll go first if you want. I mean, but I know my idea.
Let me hear your
idea. And I've tried
first.
To patent it. I've met with people and stuff like that. I think it's pretty amazing. I'm sure the car companies have it. But it's called Severity Brake Lights. I don't know if I've talked about it before.
Larry Ford sitting around right now. Let's take notes in Detroit, Michigan.
Who's Larry
he's
Ford?
The descendant of Henry Ford.
Oh.
Get ready to steal your idea.
And basically, my idea is Severity Brake Lights. And where so here's your license plate in the middle of the car, in the back of your car, and then the brakes are all the way out to the right and left. Your brake lights start at the end of the license plate, and they go all the way out to the end. And depending on how severely you're pressing on the brake, they only light up in segments. You know what I mean? So if you're just the first bar to the right or left of the license plate is lit, you're just coasting on your brake. If they're lit up further, like, oh, this guy's really working that brake. If you jam on the brake, they go all the way out to the end, and then
and
the sides
flash. Oh, shit.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. So you're like, when you're cruising down the highway, you're not like, oh, look, everyone's coasting. And then you're like, aah! You almost slam into them, which I've done many times. You're driving down. You're like, oh, look at this. Everyone's jamming on their brakes, and you start easing up ahead of time.
Well, first of all, I feel like I'm on Shark Tank now. I could see that being a great idea.
100%.
And I'll tell you what, I wrote this down before.
What comes between a green light and a red light?
Yellow.
Okay, what comes between no brake light and a brake light?
An accident.
Nothing. An accident.
A
great answer. Talk loud.
A slow reaction.
Well, because of what you were just saying, and then we'll tell you my idea. I have a theory that when you tell people your idea, they look for why. They look for the production or how you're going to do it. And that's not what you're asking. So if you want to find out if it's a good idea, by the way, if there's not a need for it, this won't trick anybody into it. It'll just bypass. I don't want you telling me, well, how would you make it? No, that's not your business. I'm asking you. So what I do is I say it already exists. Because then it indirectly, they're not trying to figure out how you're going to do it or how you're going to market it. But they could still say, what I saw at the store today, and someone could still go, I would never buy that. That's what I want to know. I don't want to hear why you don't think I'd be able to do it. So it's a good idea, like with something like that. Hey, did you see the new – if I had that idea, I go, did you see the new Honda they have? And you have a great name for it. What was it?
Severity Brake Lights.
It has Severity Brake Lights. And then you could see someone going, They're not trying to figure out how you're going to get that to happen or, oh, how would you sell that to a car company? They're going to go, I would say if someone told to me that way, oh, my new Honda, this, and then I go, oh, I could, yeah, that's that looks like something.
That's a great idea. That's a new way to look at brake lights. That makes sense. That will you will see that in your lifetime, I guarantee it.
Even to your idea, too, you even said that you could add to it is, why not green, yellow, and red? And if red is on, then you know you better fucking stop. We're trained to go on green, slow down on yellow, and stop on red.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, just the,
I hear you.
You know, but I think it's a no-brainer. Well, so what's yours? Now I'm dying to hear what this is.
Well, now I'm okay, as long as I what I call podcast hangover. This is how good of an idea I think this is. I'm a little paranoid that I might have. Todd, you shouldn't say
that.
Goes
up tonight. This goes up tonight.
All right. So here it is.
We're live, by the way. Streaming.
Everything is totally the opposite of what I thought it was. Yeah. Oh, no, we're live streaming, Todd. This is actually plays 10 minutes. We have you know, some have a 5-second delay. Yeah. Ours is 5 seconds. It comes out ahead of time.
Did you not see the live studio audience? This is fucking hundreds of people.
Wait, there is a live studio audience, and this is live. I almost like fantasizing, like getting this on Shark Tank, because I think I'd be able to sell it really well. The problem is you have to be in production with them already, and they don't want just to hear an idea. But I wanted to send...
All right, let's pretend that Shark Tank would just
send
an idea.
I wanted to send the video in with this.
Okay.
And just say this. Now, by the way, even if they wouldn't have me on the show, which I don't think they would, it doesn't negate that this is a good idea.
No,
there's just part B is, could I get on the show with it? So here's the tape I would send in. Look, I get that you don't have people on unless they are in production, but I think this is such a good idea. Maybe one of your producers will watch it and go, shit, this is one of those ideas. We don't need this to be in production already.
He's already impressed. Doing an impression for the producer. So the producer is sitting there like, man, that is a good idea.
Well, I'm fantasizing the tape I would send in because people do send in tapes. And I go, here's the idea. Okay. You have Mace already. Mace exists, right? Mm-hmm. And we already have the air horn. You know the little air horns you press? They make a loud sound. Okay. Now, just don't overthink it. And this is what I would say. Yeah. If maybe I should say it a little shorter. I'm saying merge the two. And I'm not just, because let me tell you something. If you're somewhere and you're spraying Mace, look, this is I'm getting in the character right now if I was sending this. It's a weird thing to talk about, but God forbid something like that happens. You know, some people that have to go out late at night at work where they have it in their hand. They're not searching through their purse. Yeah. But there's a period where they walk from one distance to another. Maybe it's late at night after bar, and they walk home with it in their hand, right? Some people do that. Not all people, but so.
Smart people.
Wouldn't you rather have if you have the Mace, sometimes you can get Mace at someone, they regain their footing. Why wouldn't you want a loud sound too? And before you overthink it, before you start going, I don't know, there's a store and there's one rack that Mace comes out and with a ear-piercing sound like a motherfucker, and over there is just pure Mace. And over there is pure air horns. Which one you buying?
Mm-hmm.
Which one you buying?
Is
anybody going, I want the Mace to come? By the way, the air horn could sell separately. I get it for an event. But I'm talking about
three cheerleaders.
For protection, for someone that's thinking in the way of protection, could someone go, well, I want Mace to come out, but I don't need that fucking loud noise at the same time. Really? You wouldn't want to, you know, disarm them by having something in their eyes, then let people hear from inside, and also disarm him by that loud sound that's going to go off in his ear.
Yeah.
So who wouldn't buy both? There it is.
That's a great idea.
It's not bad.
I would buy it. It's not
bad.
Honestly,
I think the Pop-Tart sandwich is better.
Jack in the Box. That's why Jack in the Box took it.
No, that's a great idea. Yeah, who wouldn't want those two things combined?
You know who's an honest person? A listener that goes, you know what? He's a lawyer too. He goes, I could go take it. I'm going to call Todd through the show. We're going to make this happen.
He's trying to make it happen. Like,
you should.
Sure, right, I am.
You know the commercials that say, yeah, right.
Bakers listen
right,
to the
Bakers.
Show.
The commercial that says, do you have an invention or an idea
it.
To improve? And so did I. So I went to, I took a meeting out here. There's one in California. It was over in like.
In the valley, right?
Yeah, but it was like Glendale, Pasadena, like right on the edge of that. And I went in and I said, I have two ideas. And I met with the guy. But I too was hesitant, like, why should I tell you my idea? And then you just go, nah, that sucks. And then you take it. You know, what's the stop you from doing that when these people come in? But I have two ideas. One is, it's simple, and I can't believe it hasn't been done yet. And I'm going to play Todd Glass for a minute. I know people out there are going to go, oh, it's not water, blah, blah. It's soap with SPF in it, and it would be huge for infants and senior citizens.
I'm sorry, what is SPF? Sun
protection, SPF. So they make a moisturizer, with SPF and ladies apply it to their face. Why not just a bar of soap? Why not some Coast? And it has SPF in it. You apply. People say, well, it's water. It'll wash off. It's waterproof. Once you rub it into your skin, then you shower it off, and boom, now you're showered, you're clean, and you're sun protected.
So here's what's going on right now. With the same thing we talked about before, there's two things. The marketing of it, could you get a company to do it? I'm going to do for you what I want people to do for me. That's not your business. All I want to know, if there's a market for it, would you buy it? You know the answer to that?
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Senior citizens in Florida alone would buy the fuck out of that.
Well, I'll tell you why.
An infant, you just wipe your little baby down. You bathe it right there, a little soap on the baby, boom, baby's out in the sun. Any SPF,
adults,
you have to reapply anyway.
For
you
adults,
have to reapply.
Too.
Yeah.
Because I always forget, after I get out of the shower, I'm somebody, but if there was a bar of soap I could have in there and I was like, no, and I'm going to go
two
out.
Two for one, right there.
You do it quick, yeah.
Or you just want to, hey, you know what? I'm sweating a little bit. I'm going to wash my face. Wash your face. You're covered up. Boom. Winter sun's just as bad. You're covered.
What's your other idea?
My other idea.
What's right? That winter sun, man. It's getting can't hide from that winter sun.
Got winter burn. My other idea is we have an obesity problem in not just this country, but the world.
Huh?
And a lot of, I would say the majority of humans on this planet work in some sort of office building. And they don't have time to work out because they have children or whatever it is.
What are me and you thinking?
I already know what this is.
He knows what it is.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I'm thinking of me. I'm trying to.
You put pedals on your office chair. And then you can sit at your workstation. And you can aggressively pedal if you'd like. It has a fan that'll kick back and cool you. You can casually pedal if you like. However, your kinetic energy powers your station. So 8 hours of kinetic energy, which is exercise for yourself, now powers your work area. So you have a green company. You also have a fit company. You have less sick, less medical bills, less everything as a company to pay for your employees. And if you just take Japan, for instance, one office building in Japan, you bird's eye view it, you pop the roof off, and you look in, and there's all these gerbils who are pedaling. They're going to be much more healthy, much more active, probably much more productive than they would be if they weren't fit, and you're using their energy to power. Think of the money saved. Think of everything across the global scale of it.
I don't like it.
He's that guy.
Here's the first thing I think of. Number one, part B, I don't want to do what I said I didn't want people to do, but it's more of, instead of an invention, it's more of like that someone could buy. You'd have to hook it up to the cubicle. It's more of it's a concept, which I don't.
It is a concept.
Negate. But what about the next part you're going to like, because I'm very positive about it.
Let's do it together.
First of all, do I think it could work? It doesn't even fucking matter.
I didn't think you saw me.
It doesn't. By the way, do I think it could work? I'm being serious. Like, could you actually work? Well, I do, and I'm not aggressively running on the elliptical machine. When I am, I can't talk on the phone. But sometimes I work out 7 days a week. And the three, when I'm just getting on it, I'm moving.
That's right.
I talk
anything
on the phone.
Anything is better than nothing.
And nobody knows that I'm even talking on the phone.
I'm doing
3.6. So it's like a light starting to get into an aggressive walk. And I talk on the phone. So you could do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not negating that. But it still doesn't even fucking matter. You could see that as an infomercial. And don't fucking tell me that wouldn't sell.
It would sell like
even
a motherfucker.
Because people love to think you can just work and
now I've researched it. There are some like pedal attachments you can put on your chair, but they look like old primitive, like a bike sprocket without free wheel. Remember when you had to push back for your brakes on your bike?
This has to have resistance where you can set it.
That's right, settings, everything. But it's a simple concept of pedaling for health and then using that byproduct of energy to then power your station and overall your building, your company, your everything.
I'd be stopping by your cubicle every 2 minutes like, hey, man, can I fax this over here?
My
energy's down over there, man.
You guys got to step it up around here.
Sure. I can't get it back.
He's like Lance Armstrong around here, this son of a bitch.
Picture this guy, like he's like he's just going, like you just said, but he's like maybe 700 pounds, and he goes cubicle to cubicle.
Yeah.
Everyone feels so bad because he's so
nice.
Because
he's eating your Pop-Tarts.
He's like, would you do me a favor? Because they know he's not pedaling, and they're all like, okay, no problem. And then he goes to the next cubicle. Could you do me a favor?
He's got everyone working for him.
Yeah, because they feel bad because he's not pedaling. But anyway, I'll buy it.
It's sold, Todd Glass. Let's get some lawyers out there to look into it for us.
So I think we're all safe on leaving those on the air. right? We don't, I don't know if we're going to need to go back. And
I think we're safe.
His assessment of like, so really, nobody, you guys get these ideas aren't that great, are they? By the way, could we do a contest out of all the ideas who the listener thought had the most viable one?
There you go, right now.
Can we do that?
I'm pretty sure we know where it's going to go.
Where do you think?
Hashtag it. You can hashtag.
Wait, where do you think it's going to go?
Yeah. Severity brake lights, man. Come on. Let's do the math here. What are we, missing?
Do you swear to God?
I swear to God, okay. I think it would be.
Because you know what?
But let's hashtag. Of course, we're all going to think.
But here's what I think. The listeners, they might not like. They might not like. Maybe there's something that goes, oh, Todd.
He's trying to talk everything into this thing right now.
I'm saying just be genuine in your vote because we are going to look at it.
Not to mention, like, I really didn't give a pitch for mine. Just want to make sure that I know Todd says to like not worry about what people, but honestly, this is when you should think like, how much is that going to even really affect us, and can we really get that done? You know what I mean?
So think about that when you talk about my pedaling and saving the world.
Yeah, there's a lot
to about
go.
That.
I mean, I think that's – I've always said it's a great idea. There's just a lot of production in it. You know what I mean? You just hook up a
my
wire.
My sub's good, too.
And all of a sudden, no one's getting – anyone who's ever been rear-ended out there or rear-ended someone, I think we know where you're going.
If you've been
– hashtag.
If you've had someone in your family murdered or molested I just want to say
– hello.
On the way home, you're walking down that New York City street. How are you going to feel when you're spraying mace in his face and you're going, yeah, I could have an ear-piercing sound too, but I didn't buy that one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to fucking go against my ideas, and I won't because both of mine are fantastic. Please vote for them. But now that I'm thinking about your idea again, it's fucking smart because if you spray me with mace, which I've never been sprayed intentionally. It's been an accident. But if you spray me with mace or pepper spray, first thing I'm going to do is what you just did. I'm going to rub my eyes. Now you blare a horn in my face. I'm going to cover my ears, and it lets the fucking mace set in my eyes even more and burn more.
And
then I come back and rub it in even deeper.
Right.
It's fucking smart.
And the people that are hearing it
are like, what the fuck is that? Because one comes to help, and people say yell fire instead of help. But I'll tell you, man, if I hear an air horn right now, I'm going to be like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. And look for what that was.
And also, it doesn't matter that people won't come out of the house, because I'm being very honest about it. Will, if you hear an air horn, will anybody know? But you know what? It doesn't matter. If you have just tried to attack somebody, and then you got a little, maybe you moved away and you only got a little pepper spray in your eye, but enough to still stay up. You know what I mean? Like, you moved your head. And there's a sound going off. You're thinking, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. I got a little mace in my eye and that fucking sound went off.
A little.
You're not sitting there going, oh, what's the probability of somebody hearing that? You heard a fucking loud air horn. Now you got a little, get the fuck out. Psht. Get the fuck. Big deal.
Done.
And by the way, it locks. Maybe
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, so once
you
got a safety,
is this in production?
I thought about it. So once you spray them, you then lock. It's locked, and then you throw it, so the air horn goes on for like another minute.
That's nice. Could you?
he can't go for a full minute.
But imagine that. And they got me. Look, if someone gets this idea, here's what they're saying. The lock thing, I'm not sure about. I'm not sure. But they get it. There's something fucking here.
Yeah.
And then I look at those five Shark Tank guys. I go, come on. Let's not fuck around.
Yeah, because it's an air horn with mace. You don't need to fuck. You don't need that in production. You don't need that in production. You know, mine
so.
You would need in production.
They're already making both of them.
Except for my soap.
Yeah. Well,
I like the soap idea.
I think it's a winner.
I don't mind. I think your whole office campaign is nice.
Save the world.
When I think of yours, I think of like in the style of the intermittent windshield wipers, like that movie. Somebody thought about that. Like, or the brake lights on the side rearview mirrors. So yeah, this is just taking.
Or that cabbie mirror that goes all the way across the windshield from the left to the right. You ever see that rearview mirror those cabbies have?
Yeah,
it's just all mirror across the whole
they
windshield.
See everything
like, what the
going
fuck
on.
Do you need to see, man?
They see into the past.
See the future and the past. Yeah.
They know what's going on with those things.
They see into the past.
Well, Todd Glass, that is all the time we have. Thank you so much.
God,
appreciate
quick,
coming on
it?
The crab. Yeah. When it's good, it does.
How long did we do?
We did an hour and about 25 minutes.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot
was
of
nice.
Fun. Thank
I mean,
you. You're welcome
it
anytime.
It took a while to get loose, but it was nice how it worked out.
Nice. I knew Larson that he'd have to throw that in at the
always,
end.
Always, dude. Always. So please, one more time with your Twitter and then your podcast, anything else you'd
Todd
like
Glass,
to.
Todd Glass show on iTunes and then my Todd Glass Twitter thing.
And at Todd Glass. At Todd's Glass. On the road all the time, so if you've never had a chance to check him out live, it's a fun experience.
And then, you know, come up and tell him you're from the Crab Feast.
As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy.com.
Wait, what's the name of your show?
He got the last one.
He did, dude. I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.